The Hazelwood Power Station in Victoria's Latrobe Valley has been dubbed Australia's dirtiest. With tougher government action on climate change over the past decade, the highly polluting Hazelwood always seemed to be a likely candidate for closure. But it's now been confirmed that Hazelwood's majority owners, GDF Sewers, have been secretly considering plans to reinvent the old and dirty plant as a clean energy operator by burning forest waste. Greg Borschmann reports.
It's called co-firing, burning forest waste together with brown coal, thereby reducing emissions and producing renewable energy credits.
The interesting thing with Hazelwood as an old coal-fired power station, apparently there's very little change that needs to be made in order for it to burn wood. There is evidence that, in fact, the trials have been done and Hazelwood has already been accredited to be using wood from native forest for the generation of renewable energy certificates.
That's Greens Forest spokesperson Senator Janet Rice. In a statement to the ABC, GDF Sewers, the majority owner of Hazelwood, has confirmed that a number of trials, mainly using plantation material, have been conducted over the past decade. A spokesman for GDF Sewers, Trevor Rowe, said that the trials had met with varying degrees of success. The ABC has confirmed recent ongoing interest in burning forest biomass at Hazelwood. In October last year, GDF Sewers advertised for a coal ash operator at the plant. One of the key accountabilities for the new position was participating in biomass trials. Senator Richard Colbeck, Federal Parliamentary Secretary responsible for forestry, is supportive of any plan for Hazelwood to co-fire forest biomass with brown coal.
If we're genuinely looking at replacing coal with other less emitting forms of energy generation, those are things that can and should be considered. If you look at that area, there is a significant forest industry. They would be generating certain volumes of waste out of that industry. And if that can be properly put to good use as part of reconfiguration of that power plant, why not?
Hazelwood is close to the forests of East Gippsland, where Vic Forests is losing millions of dollars every year on logging operations since the decline of export woodchip markets. The corporation is looking for new markets for subprime and residual logs to make harvesting operations more economic. Nathan Trushell from Vic Forests says, at least in the short to medium term, biomass burning at Hazelwood is not the priority.
I want to reinforce that we don't see that as being the main opportunities for bioenergy in the space that we operate in, at least in the short to medium term. And I think really the opportunities, again, are in small scale, localised energy production. And, you know, I think the technology is getting close. It may or may not be commercially feasible right now, but certainly I think that's where the opportunities exist.
Nathan Trushell, General Manager of Planning and Stakeholders at Vic Forests, ending that report by Greg Borschmann, and you'll find the full special investigation by Background Briefing on the ABC RN homepage.